This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes may be back in the air as early as tomorrow. They've been grounded for almost 3 weeks after a panel blew out on an Alaska Airlines MAX 9 jet mid-flight above Portland. The FAA has approved an inspection process to get the planes flying again, but this will not end the crisis at Boeing. Not even close. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The FAA says that the inspection and maintenance process it issued addresses the problems discovered after that Alaska Airlines accident. Inspectors found loose bolts, which are supposed to secure door plugs, sealing off unused emergency exits on MAX 9 jets. There are 171 MAX 9s grounded right now in the U.S. They're flown by Alaska and United Airlines. Alaska plans to get some MAX 9s back in the air tomorrow, United on Sunday. But crucially, the FAA made another decision that will affect Boeing for the foreseeable future. It denied the company's request to expand production of MAX planes from the current rate of 30 per month. The agency said it will increase oversight at Boeing facilities and will not approve an expansion until it's convinced quality control problems are resolved. The company's CEO, David Calhoun, was on Capitol Hill yesterday to speak with lawmakers. Afterward, Senator Maria Cantwell, who chairs the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, said she'll hold hearings to investigate Boeing's safety lapses. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.